just when they run out of things to criticize you, they say, he's a racist. Now, in some cases, it's true. There are people that are racist, bad people. But with me, they have a hard time getting away with it, and they don't get away with it. And if you look at what I've done for African Americans between, look at criminal justice reform. President Obama tried so hard to get it, he couldn't get it. You look at opportunity zones, and then, of course, look at the opportunity zones are a tremendous success, by the way, not covered, but we did that as really an experiment. It's most successful. I think it's one of the most successful things ever done for the inner cities. It's turned out to be Tim Scott of South Carolina worked very, very hard on it. So many other people did, and it's really become a great success.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal lawsuit is being filed over a data breach at Capital One. Morgan & Morgan attorney John Yachunis says he's extremely concerned the hacker put the information on the dark web in hopes of making money off of it.
One of the things we now know in the 21st century is that information is the new currency of the 21st century. Some of the biggest companies on the face of the earth are really based upon information. They don't make anything.
Yachunis also believes Capital One should have kept your data more secure.
Companies all too often act out of consequence, not conscience.
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence claims conservative values are winning again.
Another outsider who's come to Washington, D.C. to fight for everyday Americans.
The vice president at the Young Americas Foundation Summit, Pence also says the economy is helping middle-class Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Some state lawmakers in New York want to make it a felony to throw or spray water or any substance on an on-duty police officer or peace officer. This comes after a viral video shows on-duty police officers in New York City getting drenched with buckets of water. State Assemblyman Mike O'Reilly says police shouldn't have to deal with this kind of disrespect.
It's a sad day in the history of New York State when we have to legislate civility. It is even a sadder day in the history of the greatest city in the world when a culture of disrespect against our police has been fostered.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell from Kentucky is urging Republicans to vote in favor of a debt ceiling and budget agreement.
I'm confident it is not exactly the legislation that either side of the aisle would have written if one party held the White House, the House, and had 60 votes in the Senate. That's what we call divided government.
A vote is expected later Wednesday on the bill. And you're listening. A vote is expected in the Senate later on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump has faced some backlash from Democrats for going on Twitter and saying that Baltimore is a rat and rodent infested mess. C-SPAN journalist Steve Scully sat down with the president and asked him about racism and him being labeled as a racist.
Well, I think the word has really gone down a long way because everybody's called a racist now. Her own party called Nancy Pelosi a racist 2 weeks ago. The word is so overused, it's such a disgrace. And I can tell you, I'm the least racist person there is in the world, as far as I'm concerned. And they use it almost when they run out of things to criticize you. They say, he's a racist, he's a racist. Now, in some cases, it's true. There are people that are racist, bad people. But with me, they have a hard time getting away with it, and they don't get away with it. And if you look at what I've done for African Americans between... look at criminal justice reform. President Obama tried so hard to get it, he couldn't get it. You look at opportunity zones, and then, of course, look at the opportunity zones are a tremendous success, by the way, not covered. But we did that as really an experiment. It's most successful. I think it's one of the most successful things ever done for the inner cities. It's turned out to be Tim Scott of South Carolina worked very, very hard on it. So many other people did. And it's really become a great success.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of, that's better, a new edition, that sounds rich, of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I'm very happy in studio to be with two of my wonderful interns, and they're helping me get my show up and running, which is always a good thing for me, so I can focus on our topic. And today's topic happens to be something that we've done before pretty successfully, and that is garage makeovers. Most of us live very busy lives today, and often it is said that people don't even go to the front doors of their house anymore. They don't even pay attention to them because people go, what? If you have an attached garage, what do? You pull into that garage and you go. So that is the first thing that most of us see in and out every day on a daily basis, 7 days a week. So garages and mudrooms have become more important that they are functional, but also that they are beautiful. So we're going to talk all about garage makeovers, things to give you that area of your home some style, some comfort, and so on. Our phone lines are open if you've done some work on your garage and have some innovative products. There's so many new products out there for flooring, for wall systems, great ideas of repurposing cabinets. We're going to talk about all those things today. Our phone lines are open, and that is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Keep in mind now, we do run the show. The show airs live here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio or WHCR. DB from 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time. But after it airs, the podcast is available 24/7 on Facebook on the Modern Design and Hunterdon Chamber Radio page. Also, now we're hosting throughout the week, we're hosting watch parties where you can watch our show again and then save it if you'd like for a specific topic. Okay, we're going to take some commercial messages to pay for our program. Our topic today happens to be garage makeovers after this.
Well, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, let's take a look at the weather, and I'm seeing lots of yellow, so that's not a good sign. Okay, so currently it says there's fair skies. I think it looks pretty sunny, but there's fair skies with 88 degrees. It is saying for this afternoon, multiple hazards in effect. Okay, it says click here for details. 3 years I've never, no, 6 years I've never clicked before. Let's see if it's, something comes up. Okay, it says severe thunderstorms watch July 31st until 9 p.m., flood wash in effect until 8 p.m. All right, so we'll see how that pans out. Please be careful if you're driving. And let's unclick that so we can talk about the rest of the forecast. Okay, so this evening, severe thunderstorms with a high of 87 degrees. If we take a look at, it'll go down to, tonight it will go down to, after the thunderstorms, patchy fog and a low of 66. On Thursday, a mostly sunny and clear day with a high of 87. On Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 65. On Friday, there's a slight chance, 20% of thunderstorms, with a high of 86. On Friday night, chance of thunderstorms with a low of 66. On Saturday, chance of thunderstorms, 40%, with a high of 86. Saturday night, again, chance of thunderstorms. Let me see if we have Sunday on here. It doesn't look like we do. Hopefully we'll have a nice Sunday. It's kind of a bummer when we don't have a good weekend. Well, my name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. Our program, 6 years running, is called Modern Design. We meet live here in downtown Flemington every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. talking all things design. I have my interns here today. Guys are with me. Kai and Rachel are going to kind of give their feedback on some of the stuff I do. And, of course, they will always agree with me, right, because that's how that goes. Our topic today, again, is garage makeovers. And people probably say garage. I mean, you throw stuff in your garage and you go. Well, people's use of garage is kind of different. I think when you first start out and you graduate and you have an apartment and you have a parking space where you have to ice the car off before you start it. Your dream is to have a garage. And then if you're lucky enough to buy your first maybe townhouse and you have that garage, maybe it's just a one-car garage, boy, is that a luxury just to have some place to put your car and have that little bit of extra time. And also safety, right? So having a garage, even if it's detached from the house, gives you a sort of a little bit of a sense of safety if there's a safe area to get into the house, the sight line. And of course, there's nothing better than an electric garage door opener, push the button and go. So we're going to assume today that you have some of those things. We're going to talk about the best things to have and innovations in those things for garages. But I want to start with one of the things that I think has changed so much and has become actually beautiful, and I'm doing one right now in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey, and that is putting in a new garage door. When I was growing up, garage doors for the most part were fiberglass, and you would see most people back then just had two-car garages, if not one, but two-car garages with a white fiberglass door. No matter what color your house was, it had the thing, and you got up and you got out and you pushed it up. It was relatively lightweight because it was fiberglass, but it didn't have terrific insulation, so that garage in the winter was really cold, and it was one sort of bulky surface. As time passed, maybe another 10 years, most people then had electric overhead garage door openers, which was really nice because when you came home at night or if the weather was bad or rainy, you'd push the button, and then you'd go right in the house. Now, those of us with older houses still had to get out of that garage and go into the house. So then sort of the innovation came that there'd be some sort of a covering between the house and the garage, and awning. A lot of awnings were done at that time so people could get into the house without getting wet or just being protected from the elements. But then the newer houses started to happen, and they were attaching the garage to the house, which was sort of the best case scenario for people, because when it was snowing or raining, cold, or you saw an intruder in the bushes and you want to get into the house, you go into your driveway, you push the button, you go in, you're safe, you go into the house. So things evolved that way, and then styles started to change a little bit because people were originally, in the new construction houses, walking into their kitchen. The door would open and you'd be right in your kitchen. Then people started to realize over time, with the fumes from cars, with that separation, it kind of might be nice if you have an attached garage when you park the car if you go into a mudroom. So then we started to see the mudroom configuration, that when people came into the house, they wanted an area that was maybe some sort of tile, impervious, maybe a place where they had storage, closets. Maybe that's the place where the washer and dryer were if they weren't upstairs. But a true mudroom, or a transition from outside to inside. So mudrooms became. So through the years, as things evolve, the way garages are used and the way we live changes a lot. So there are all types of garage situations out there. I happen to live in the country with some older homes mixed in with new homes. So I have people that have a detached garage that's in a different part of the property that's a single building. Sometimes it's not even used as a garage. Sometimes it's used as an outbuilding. And often people do beautiful things with them. I have people that have a one-car attached garage to the house. And I have people that have two or even three cars attached to the house. So everybody has different situations. So we're going to try to cover things in generally that can make your house look really nice and special. And one of the first ways to do that is with garage doors. As I said, the original garage doors were not insulated, so they were thin, and typically they were just white and very plain. Then insulated garage doors came in, and they were heavier, and then you saw real wood garage doors. You saw ones that were stained and really beautiful. But most people, I don't know why, if you had more than one car garage, it was a single door, which was kind of bulky. As time went on, then that turned into two individual doors, which I think looks better. And then as time evolved and people had more than one car, it was three garage doors. So to me, what I think looks the best is to have an individual door for each garage bay. I think that looks really nice. What do you guys think about that? Or maybe you've never thought about that before. Rachel, you always have an opinion. I know you thought about it.
Well, at my house, I have a detached garage,
okay.
And it's actually just one long door. Uh-huh. I can fit about, I think we can actually fit three cars in there.
So that's a big, that's a great
big
door.
It's a big door. But uh-huh. I park my car in there, and my mom parks her car, and that's it. So I haven't really, like, thought about having, like, a door for each, like, spot.
Bay.
Just cause
they call them bays,
yes,
right.
Just because I've never, like, my entire life, I just had one door for the garage.
Kai, do you have a garage?
Yes, I do. I have a garage that has two doors,
uh-huh.
But I have a Prius and a truck, so one side of the garage is bigger than the other.
Oh.
And it's really difficult, but it is attached to my house.
Now, did you guys ever go tell the truth? Did you guys ever go a little bit too far and go beyond where you were to park in the garage?
Actually, I didn't back up far enough.
Okay.
That's always my issue. I don't back up far enough. And the one time, I almost, like, closed the garage door, like, on my car.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out.
How about you, Kaya?
I always check.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never had any close encounters.
Funny thing, do you guys know about the tennis ball thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do you know about the tennis ball thing? Tell the listeners what the tennis ball thing is.
So,
Kaya, do you know what the tennis? Okay.
So the only reason why I know about this tennis ball thing is because one of my friends has it in their garage. So
right.
What it is, it, like, hangs from, like...
You take a tennis ball.
Yeah, you take a tennis ball and, like...
Put a little hole in it. Go ahead.
And then, like, hang it from the top part of your garage. And
right.
Then, like, if you have, like, if you don't have enough room to back up, you're going to be right on the edge. Once you hit the tennis ball, it kind of, like, curves up a little bit. That's how you know when you're supposed to stop so you don't hit anything.
Right. So if you're going in and you have a depth perception problem... When the tennis ball, go in slow, when the tennis ball hits the windshield, mm-hmm. You know don't go any further or you're going through. So that's kind of a funny thing. I didn't know that you both knew that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about garage doors. So then garage doors started to have a lot of style to them. Do you ever see some of the new houses and how the garage doors look? Have you noticed how beautiful garage
mm-hmm.
doors are now?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kai, do you see any garage doors maybe in Hunterdon County that have that look that looks like a carriage house door? Or?
Yeah.
So there's the new style is lovely, and it's not even not so new. It's been around now, but garage doors are so beautiful. I just quoted this wonderful lady in Basking Ridge to change her garage door. I'm sorry, in Berkeley Heights to change her door, and we're doing something that looks like beautiful burled wood, three individual garage doors, and they're going to be carriage house style with beautiful square windows and then sort of a crisscross design with black hardware on it. They're just magnificent looking. I think that because if you notice, the most newer construction houses are the garage is front facing. So that means the garage is very prominent in how your house looks. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when you drive up somebody's, if you go into a new development and you drive into, let's say, a Flemington development, what do you see almost first in everybody's house? Garage. Right? That's the first thing you see. So if you have a front-facing garage, you want those doors to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do it, try to have individual garage doors and not a big, bulky garage mm-hmm. door. They look better. It's also an opportunity in between the bays to put a light so you have distribution of beautiful mm-hmm. light on top, and also a planter. If you have a two- or three-car garage, even when you have a beautiful two-car garage, put a planter, a beautiful planter, in between the two with some flowers or seasonal stuff. Really makes it nice when you go into the garage because you're pulling up to the that first. Those things still require landscaping and look nice. So if you can do it, do individual doors in each one of the bays. Try to do a light over each one. And garage door lights now are really pretty. There are lots of different finishes. Iron is very popular right now. I'm seeing a lot of black finishes and silver finishes and nice metal finishes without glass. That's kind of the new style for them. So garage doors are key. We like a good style garage door. The original garage doors didn't have any glass in them, and then they started to have glass in them. But there is a problem with that. Can you girls think of what might be a problem with having windows in your garage door?
People might be able to, like, see through and see what's inside.
Exactly, and know if you're home or not. So mm-hmm. if you notice when you're doing your garage doors now, if you're ordering garage doors, they do have the glass so the light comes in, but they are reflective, so it'll reflect back. So you'll get natural light coming in, but people can't tell whether you're home or not, so that's a safety mm-hmm. feature. But adding glass to a front of a garage door, especially if you're going to do the sort of the carriage house style or one of the new styles, really makes it look nice and finished and beautiful, and a finish that you can easily wipe down. Now, maybe you don't have the money to replace your garage doors, because garage doors can be thousands of dollars. I did a garage door once that was about $3,000. It was custom. It was gorgeous, but, you know, it's a lot of money. But, you know, they vary in price depending upon the size and their functionality. You can always paint garage doors, and people don't realize how transformative. Any surface can be painted now because Krylon makes a formulation of paint that adheres to any surface. So if you have a fiberglass or front garage door that's some sort of a fibrous material, vinyl of any type, those surfaces can be painted now. One of the jobs that stands out in my mind was a house in Flemington. The front of the house, as in many new construction houses, was all brick. It looked like a big colonial. It was black. It was brick with a black front door and shutters and white trim and very grand. But the rest of the house, all the way around, like a movie set, was white vinyl siding. So the white vinyl siding went all the way around. And then when you drove up to the house, there were three white garage doors. So there you were. You're driving up to the house. You have white siding, white trim, and white garage doors. What if you had a white dog? You would be dead, right? You'd just go right over. If you had a poodle, you'd be in trouble. So what I said to the couple was, I'd love to do something with your garage doors. And they said to me, oh, it's too expensive to replace three garage doors. I said, we can paint them. And they said, well, you can't paint fiberglass garage doors. They're already finished at the factory. I said, yes, you can. So what you can do is do a little rough, a little sanding, so there's a little bit of tooth on those garage doors. And then if you use a specially formulated paint like Krylon that adheres to fiberglass, you could paint them a color. So a good trick to do is when you have a garage, whether it's attached or detached, try to make the doors on the house match the garage doors, so it's like one unit, one solid thing. So I got the same formulation of the paint, which I painted on the front door. I just did them over again in a black, a rich black semi-gloss, and I used that same color, but in the formulation of paint for those garage doors, and we painted all three garage doors now black. And people said, oh, a black garage door? No, it looked fantastic. Do you know why probably it looked fantastic?
Because it matched.
Right, because it tied it into the house. And color is the, so all color is white, right? So that's a combination of all color. It's white light. Black is the absence of color. So when you put black and white against each other, what do you have? Contrast. And that's what you want. So then when they drove up, they're like, oh my God, this is magic. This looks terrific. Now you see the garage doors. Now there's depth perception. And that's what happens sometimes with stuff like that. You just see people just assume that everything will be white and you can't paint it. That makes a big difference. So if you would have a gray garage door, a gray front door, you'd paint it. If you had a navy one, and so on. And that can work very well. And it brings some style to your to the look of your garage. Lots to talk about, pages to talk about garage makeovers. We're going to take our next set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of our program after these messages.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
And we are back with more of our program, Modern Design. It is about, oh my goodness, it's about half past the hour on Wednesday, and we're talking about garage makeovers and things that you can do to make your garage sparkle and really be part of your house and change the look of your home. So we've talked about the importance of garage doors. See if we can do individual bays if possible. That carriage house style is terrific. Makes the doors look like they're going to swing out instead of up, but of course that's an optical illusion. And that you can paint garage doors. If you have older doors, you can paint them a beautiful accent color and really make them work wonderfully with your house. We're going to talk about adding windows to a garage. You talked a little bit about that, about the what windows can look like in a garage. But let's say besides the garage door itself, let's say there are windows, like in the back of my garage, there are three windows. Do window treatments just like anywhere else. I got some wonderful blinds, composite, white composite blinds, and left them just open enough to have the light go into the garage, but not to see if there are cars in. So definitely don't leave those windows empty. You always see those garage windows, and then, of course, we don't attend to them as much, so you see the spider webs and everything. Put an inexpensive white inside mount blind, 2-inch faux blind in every window, and that's a good thing for safety. And also the lines of the blind look really nice and fall into the window trim of the house. How about adding some window boxes, just like you would on your house? A garage is a big structure and a big part of how the house looks, and it doesn't usually have any shutters or any adornment. Treat that like you would the house. So get some wonderful window boxes. You can get them at any big box store or garden center, especially now. Anything that's left is cheap. And do some nice plantings. Isn't it nice even when it gets to be the holiday time? Maybe put some greens in it and maybe some pine cones on it that go through the winter. Those things can really improve the way your house looks. So something else that you can do to change with your garage right away is window box. Let's talk about new lights. You know, my store is at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I share my space with Flemington Fan and Lighting. So in our space, I'm always seeing the latest in lighting. Do you guys like the industrial look? You know, the industrial look has this kind of look that I see on all the garage doors. There are garage door, and there are garage lighting, I should say, rather, that is either some sort of black or like a weathered, like metal dark. And it kind of looks like a frying pan. Do you know what I mean? It's like a flat, you know what I mean? It's like a flat light fixture that kind of goes out. Those look awesome now to do in front of each garage door. If you can do it over the door, it gives it that industrial look. So even if you have a colonial or you have another style of house, for some reason they look good with everything. And if you just change out your garage doors, they're not, I mean, your garage lights above the door, I should say, they're less than $100 each. Sometimes they're like $70, and they are transformative in how they look. You want to bring some style to your garage. Again, it is the first thing you see, and lights can really change things. And also from a practical standpoint, we want to make sure that we have enough light in the front of a garage door. And the same thing is true with the house as the garage. Landscaping, having a pot or pots out front. There are four sides to a garage, so maybe around the sides and the back you have some planting beds, some beautiful planting beds. In the house I'm working on today in White House Station, New Jersey, we added a side planting bed of wonderful boxwoods and some annuals with some pink flowers in the front. And then when you go in the side entrance there, the lady put a beautiful Buddha statue there when you first come in, and it's really pretty. There's a mat when you go in. Simple things like that. Garage is very much what we go in and out of, and it's nice when it looks nice. It doesn't take a lot of money to do that. So landscaping around the garage is also a thing that you can do. talk about painting the outside of the garage. Now, you said your house garage is detached.
Mm-hmm.
So, what color is your house?
It's like a beige color.
Okay, like a natural color.
Yeah, like something natural.
So, is your garage painted the same color as the house, or is it a different material?
No, it's I think it's a different material.
Okay.
It's not, it's like the same, like my garage door's white and the uh-huh. outside just like the kind of like the color of my house, but I believe it's a different material.
Okay, but it's the same color.
Yes.
One of the things that you can do, neighbors of mine had their garage was across the street. It's an older house. So their house was white and their garage was beige. And I said to them about 7 or 8 years ago, paint your garage the color of the mm-hmm. house. Duplicate the color of the front door with the garage door and the color of and that was transformative for them because on one side of the street they had their garages, which is nice because they had an apartment over the garages or a little studio over the garages, and the opposite side was the house itself. And people would send mail and flyers mm-hmm. and leave all that stuff there because they thought it was another house. Mm-hmm. But you tie in, if you have a separate building, if you have them be consistent through color, then people realize that they go together. So that's a good way to do that. And paint, again, is transformative. And if you change the color of your house, in my neighborhood, I noticed this week that there's a cottage house around the corner from me that's been yellow with white trim for years, and they're painting it navy blue, a dark navy. And it actually looks really nice. They better paint the garage, right? So can you imagine having a blue house and a yellow mm-hmm. garage? Not going to go good together. So when you bring those together, you create like a suite if the building is detached. And then bring them together. Definitely a good thing to do. Obviously, if the garage and the house are next to each other, that's kind of an obvious thing. But you then tie them in by the lighting that you do, by the color of the outside, the doors. If there's stone on the foundation of the building, there should be stone on the front foundation of the garage. So they definitely go together. All right, we've come up to our news. We're going to do our news break. We have lots of ideas for the inside of your garage now. After we take a full news, we'll do that, and we'll be back with more of our topic today, which is garage makeovers.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal lawsuit is being filed over a data breach at Capital One. Morgan & Morgan attorney John Yachunis says he's extremely concerned the hacker put the information on the dark web in hopes of making money off of it.
One of the things we now know in the 21st century is that information is the new currency of the 21st century. Some of the biggest companies on the face of the earth are really based upon information. They don't make anything.
Yachunis also believes Capital One should have kept your data more secure.
Companies all too often act out of consequence, not conscience.
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence claims conservative values are winning again.
Another outsider who's come to Washington, D.C. to fight for everyday Americans.
The vice president at the Young Americas Foundation Summit, Pence also says the economy is helping middle-class Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Some state lawmakers in New York want to make it a felony to throw or spray water or any substance on an on-duty police officer or peace officer. This comes after a viral video shows on-duty police officers in New York City getting drenched with buckets of water. State Assemblyman Mike O'Reilly says police shouldn't have to deal with this kind of disrespect.
It's a sad day in the history of New York State when we have to legislate civility. It is even a sadder day in the history of the greatest city in the world when a culture of disrespect against our police has been fostered.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell from Kentucky is urging Republicans to vote in favor of a debt ceiling and budget agreement.
I'm confident it is not exactly the legislation that either side of the aisle would have written if one party held the White House, the House, and had 60 votes in the Senate. That's what we call divided government.
A vote is expected later Wednesday on the bill. And you're listening. A vote is expected in the Senate later on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump has faced some backlash from Democrats for going on Twitter and saying that Baltimore is a rat and rodent infested mess. C-SPAN journalist Steve Scully sat down with the president and asked him about racism and him being labeled as a racist.
Well, I think the word has really gone down a long way because everybody's called a racist now. Her own party called Nancy Pelosi a racist 2 weeks ago. The word is so overused, it's such a disgrace. And I can tell you, I'm the least racist person there is in the world, as far as I'm concerned. And they use it almost when they run out of things to criticize you. They say, he's a racist, he's a racist. Now, in some cases, it's true. There are people that are racist, bad people. But with me... They have a hard time getting away with it, and they don't get away with it. And if you look at what I've done for African Americans between, look at criminal justice reform. President Obama tried so hard to get it, he couldn't get it. You look at opportunity zones, and then, of course, look at the opportunity zones. They're a tremendous success, by the way, not covered. But we did that as really an experiment. It's most successful. I think it's one of the most successful things ever done for the inner cities.
Very, very
it's turned out
windiest.
To be Tim Scott yeah. of South Carolina worked very, very hard on it. So many other people did. And it's really become a great success.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Monitor Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey, inside Flemington Fan and Lighting at 176 Route 202-31 in Ringo's, New Jersey, across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. I carry all sorts of accessories and wonderful things for your home, new things every week. And, of course, wonderful lighting. Lighting is really transformative. And on the topic today of changing out your lights, if you change your garage lights, change your house lights and vice versa. Changing out your lights really could make a difference in how your house looks, and changes of shapes really make a space look more modern. Today, of course, the lines are cleaner and we're using darker finishes, so something to keep in mind. Well, our topic today happens to be garage makeovers, and we talked a lot about the things you can do on the outside of your garage. Let's talk a little bit about the inside of your garage, of things that you can do to make it nicer. I know 14 years ago when I moved into my house, I really did a garage makeover because it was really kind of a mess. And I started from scratch, and now it's kind of due 14 years later for another makeover because I've made my own mess. But number one on my list was inside the garage is actually to finish your walls. Not all garages have finished walls. Sometimes maybe there's not sheetrock, or maybe there's just sheetrock on the back wall, and the rest of it is just cinder block. Now, if you have cinder block, you can do a dry lock paint, and that's masonry paint, and you can paint that out maybe white or a color, which is kind of a nice thing to do if you don't have sheetrock. But if you add sheetrock and have it sheetrocked all the way around, it really looks nice. And then paint it out a color. I'm a big fan of gray as a color for inside your garage, even before gray was one of the most popular paint colors. So paint out your garage. You know, garages get dirty so quickly. A fresh coat of paint is transformative. And again, on a daily basis, if you have a garage that's attached to the house, or maybe even not, you're going to be there in every day. So when I was looking to paint my garage, I figured I'd pick a nice shade of gray, and I used Benjamin Moore's Pewter, which is a mid-tone gray, really, really nice looking, and I painted, because I had sheetrocked walls all the way around, with this pewter color. Then I took a look at my ceiling, which was sheetrocked but not finished painted, and I said, you know what? Now it looks, the ceiling looks terrible, so I painted it out in super white flat paint. So now I had this beautiful gray paint and then a clean white ceiling, and I said, wow, this looks really nice. Look at the foundation, there's no paint there. So then I painted the trim in the house super white semi-gloss trim. So when you drove into the garage, it looked as nice as the house. It was very clean looking, and it really gave me a lift. It's not a lot of money to paint out your garage, but finished painting a garage really could make it a nicer place to be in. So after I looked at that, I looked straight up, and most people, I don't know if you guys have this or not, but most people look up at their lights in the garage, and it's a bulb, and that's what mine was, a socket with a bulb. How about you, Rachel? Is it a socket with a bulb?
Yep.
Socket with a bulb, Kaya. You know what? It costs nothing. If you go to a big box store like Lowe's or Home Depot, you can buy them in builder's packs for like $10 and get flush mount light fixtures that go right where the bulb is. Just, you don't require an electrician. Now, so I think for like $10 or $12, I got a couple of light fixtures that were at that time nickel, satin nickel. And you have a nice, instead of a bulb, you have a really nice looking fixture. It's probably not the best quality. It doesn't really need to be. You don't ever touch it. And put finished flush mount fixtures in your garage. It's like a no-brainer and makes a big difference. And then finally, I thought to myself, well, I've done about as much as I can. I got the clutter out. We've painted the walls. We put the trim up. We have nice lights. And then I look down at the floor and all the tire treads and the skid marks and paint and stuff before. And that's a project. It's a very big project to do your garage floor, but it can be transformative to do the floor. And there's so many options for painting your garage floor. So I did some research, and all of the when you have a garage floor that's poured cement, all of the manufacturers suggest you do one thing first, and that's power wash. Whether you have somebody come and power wash or you rent a power washer and you get all the gook off. First of all, it's got to be clean to begin with before you paint anything. But then you want to power wash and you want to get off all the layers of stuff that are underneath before you paint. So I did that. And I'm a big fan when you're painting cement to use a masonry paint because that surface can come very porous, and with all the different water issues that we have these days, you want something that's solid. So as a blocker, as a foundation, I painted the floor white with white dry lock, not as a finish paint because you never want a white floor, but just to have that seal. And then I looked at some systems. There's a lot of different ways you can paint a garage floor, and one is just by using marine paint. If you go to or floor or decking paint, if you go to Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams or any of the paint companies, Olympic, any of the paint companies, Valspar, they all have flooring paint for flooring and decking. So I picked something there that I thought was kind of nice. But then I was looking online or at people's garages. Do you ever see the garages where they have sort of like the chips in the floor, like that those kind of chips that are colored and stuff? And what's nice about that is when I read about it, it has good traction because a garage can be very slippery, especially if it gets wet. So I decided to go one step further and buy a system, which is expensive. Well, you roll on the base coat, and I picked a dark gray, and rolled that out, let that dry. It took a long time to dry because it's not in an area with HVAC, and it takes a long time to dry. You want to make sure it's dry first. And then you spread those chips out, and the chips were black and dark blue. Okay. With a gray, with a dark blue and black, it looks really, really nice together. It took over a week to dry. It's really surprising how long that takes to dry. But when you drive on it, you don't want to drive on it because it looks so beautiful. And then the final thing for me with my garage makeover is I had some pictures that were in blues and grays, not all over the place, but a couple sample pictures around, and you really felt good going into your garage. In fact, I had people over, and they said, we want to see your garage. And like they said, oh, your garage looks better than our house. Doing stuff to your garage is not expensive. A lot of stuff, it's stuff that you can do yourself, but it really makes you feel good. So paint out that garage, do some of those things, hang some pictures, get some flush mounts, inexpensive flush mount lights, and it'll make a difference. We're going to go to our last set of commercial messages, and then I'll have some last words on doing garage makeovers. We'll be back after these commercial messages.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI,
the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I'm live in studio today in downtown Flemington. And the girl said to me, we're on break, it's getting windy out there. So there is a an afternoon advisory. Please be careful when you're traveling down trees, that type of thing. It looks like we're going to get rain. You know, it just seems inevitable if you have really hot days, what comes next, right? Thunderstorms. So I guess that's part and parcel for it being summer. And they'll be crying when the summer is over, that's for sure, especially when you guys go back to school.
Yeah.
So when you guys go back to school, who starts first? When do you start, Kaya?
I don't know.
No, she doesn't want to. And then when do you start?
My first day of class is September 3rd, but I move in August 25th.
When you were a kid, both of you guys, when you were kids, did you do what I do? So the first day of school, you'd be shopping in August, and you would buy like a really nice sweater and like pants or something that's really like fallish because you want to look fallish on your first day. And then like you got to school and by like 10 o'clock you were just sweating because oh my god, it was so hot, right? And you're by 2 in the afternoon it was like 90 degrees and you're like, oh my god, I'm gonna put my bathing suit on. Such a weird transition of time. I still feel a little bit blue when I hear back to school. And yesterday I was in the store and I saw there was all like binders and paper and stuff, and I was like, oh no, not already. So anyway, so we are back, but we're going to make the most of the summer. And our topic today happens to be working on your house and outside, and that's with garage makeovers. And we talked about wonderful things you can do to paint your garage doors, change them out, put new lights, incorporate it with the color of the house, or maybe make an accent color if it's a separate building and tie them in beautifully together. One of the things I didn't talk about outside is your roof line. If you have roof shingles that are dark gray, put the same thing on the house. Have them be synonymous so that they work together, whether they're attached or detached. Then we talked about painting out your garage if it's not sheetrock finish. Sheetrock it, paint it out a nice color. It doesn't have to be white or off-white. You can pick beautiful color, blue or blue gray is kind of nice. Something in the grays or blues is kind of nice with white trim and ceilings. And then use some inexpensive builder's grade flush mount lights and maybe some simple artwork, maybe some canvases that can stand moisture and really dress it up. In the final part of our program today, I want to talk about useful areas in a garage. And one of the things that I do a lot is I do kitchens over. In fact, I'm working on four kitchens, different kitchens right now. I no longer usually put the cabinets in a dumpster if I can help it, because when you put old cabinets in a dumpster, they wind up in a landfill, and who needs more of that? I'd like to repurpose cabinets now and put them in people's garages, because the garage is the most important place for what? Storage. And then if you have storage that's, let's say, in the far back wall of the garage, you know to stop right before it, and then you have everything at your fingertips, whether it be tools or pool equipment or anything. So often you can gingerly take out old cabinets and paint them out. Typically, I paint them out white, like trim, and then reinstall them in the garage. If you don't have that option, you can go to any inexpensive big box store and buy very inexpensive cabinetry, painted cabinetry. It could even be melamine or something that has a plasticky coating over the top of it, and have storage. So it's always nice to have a couple things in the garage, and one of them is a work table, a place that you can do projects. Even if you're doing projects for school or art projects, that's a great place to do it. So you want to set it up almost like a desk in the back of your garage. Another thing is kind of nice to do in a garage is to have a refrigerator, set up a pantry, a second pantry area. A lot of people find, especially as their families, their house doesn't accommodate all the food that they actually have. So for canned food and things that are impervious to some of the conditions, you can create a pantry area right off your, you know, the outside of your house now in your garage. It's a great way to do some shelving. And then if you have a refrigerator in the garage, when you have parties, girls, the day come when you have your own houses and you have parties, when you get out with heavy groceries, to not have to bring them into the house, to do right, get out of your car and put them right in the refrigerator, it's great. And to have a second refrigerator. Anytime somebody is doing a kitchen makeover, if they don't want the refrigerator, I take it. So I always have a garage, a second refrigerator in my garage. So if you're having a party or you're doing the party in the backyard, it's close to that area too. So having a refrigerator in your garage is terrific. Having a pantry in your garage is terrific. Having functional storage, old cabinets or new inexpensive cabinets. Having a work table is great. Even sometimes some comfortable chairs. I tell a funny story. Years and years ago, I was at my grandmother's house, and it was a hot summer, and they didn't have air conditioning. They set up in the garage. They had a big table in the center and beautiful chairs, and it was cool in that area, and we ate in the garage. And you know what? It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's a big, unobstructed area, like somebody's basement, and you really can do a lot of things with it. A garage is going to be almost charming. Do you ever see some, especially out here in Hunterdon County, where people have like an old house with a detached garage? The garage can be kind of pretty, right? They can be nice looking. Mm-hmm. I'm working at a house up in New Hope in actually, it's in Washington's Crossing, Pennsylvania, and the garage is detached, and it's stone on the side, and it has a beautiful door and those lights that we talked about. It's actually a pretty building, and it has a little apartment above it, you know, like a little studio room, so that can be really kind of nice to talk about. A lot of things that you can do with garages. So after today's show, we have about 4 minutes left. What would you do if your parents said that you could do something with your garage? What would you do to your garage, Rachel? Do you have sheetrocked walls inside your garage? Most people say their garages are very dark.
Yes, my garage is very dark. Uh-huh. I do have a refrigerator in there right now, and it's actually good because our fridge inside of my house just broke, so we had to move all of our food outside.
Right.
And it's annoying because I have to like back and forth outside because my garage isn't attached to my house. But I would say probably add some lighting and definitely power wash the floors and probably repaint it. Because I remember like years ago, I remember my dad like trying to paint the floors and stuff. So I'd probably do that again.
Yeah, so painting at the floors really make it look clean. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's kind of frustrating, like it's like getting new anything. Like eventually, like you'll get like tire marks on the paint and you're like, you know, you just hate when that is. It's not going to stay perfect forever, but for a long time it does. And there is something else that I didn't get to talk about. When you go to the car dealerships to look at a car, and sometimes in where they have the service, they have surfaces that can go over the cement that are rubberized. So it's an actual garage floor. Mm-hmm. And there's sheets of that. Also, they have squares like that are vinyl that you can put in a garage floor that are designed for that. They're not like for other surfaces that you can drive on that are impervious to everything that won't get those tire marks. So they're things that roll out as options for garage floors that are really nice. How about you, Kai? Do you guys keep your garage like in pristine shape?
No, I have 8 people in my family, so it's pretty crowded.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to say, I really have a problem. I have a really nice oversized 3.5 car garage, and I had to park my car outside because I have a lot of stuff because I buy stuff too much. And the problem with a garage is it can become a catch-all. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, you kind of have to be shamed. and then get a dumpster and get rid of that stuff or donate it and give it away. Because the worst thing that happens with a garage, I think, is that people aren't able to actually use it as a garage. How many do you know of people that can't even park in their garage? A lot, right?
Yeah.
My neighbors can't do it. We're always using our garages for other things. But it really extends the life of your car for it to be garaged. It keeps it cool. And also, how about with these hot days of summer? Mm-hmm. Isn't it nice to get in your car in the morning and it's not hot, right?
Or like in the winter, I remember my dad took me to school. He parks his truck outside. So right. I had to go like start it like 10 minutes before we left because it was freezing.
Not only do you have to start it ahead of time and then it's freezing and you touch the steering wheel that it's freezing. What about the ice on the windows?
Yeah, you have to just frost
and
everything.
And you really have to, you have to get up extra early. Mm-hmm. Especially in the morning, you have to get up extra early, and then you have to defrost all the windows all the way around. You have to make sure the snow's off the top. Mm-hmm. You'll get a ticket if the snow's not off the top.
Yep.
So it really becomes something that's a hassle. So if you if you're fortunate enough to have a garage, really take advantage of it. And I'm going to be inspired today after you guys and what you said, and I'm going to get a dumpster, and I am going to get everything out of my garage, and I'm going to come at night, I'm going to push the button, and I'm going to be free with that. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things we discussed today about garage makeovers. Paint goes a long way, changing out the floor, adding lighting in general, task lighting. It's a great place if you're looking to do a pantry, create a pantry in your garage, especially with canned goods, things that are impervious to heat and cool. Putting a refrigerator out there, a used refrigerator is great, and really setting up to be something special. All right, well, we're at 2:58. We're at the end of our program. We're going to have great shows next week. Next week, we're going to talk about something that we hate, which is going back to school, and we're going to do a series called Dorm Room Chic. In fact, we're going to do it first here in Flemington, and then we're going to go down to studio in Princeton where we shoot our other show, Designed for the Times, and we're going to do it down there. So next week is all about your dorm room. So we're going to do a lot of research this week on what looks good, maybe some chalkboard paint or crate ideas of what you can do to make your dorm room, get that stuff together, look as wonderful as possible. Thank you for listening to our program, and watch our program. It'll be on two more times today in the watch party. Thank you, and have a great, great day. And be careful if you're driving later. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration reports for the first time they're open to the idea of importing some lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada.
If you can present a plan of how you can bring drugs in from Canadian pharmacies and the Canadian distribution system, we're open.
During a call with reporters on Wednesday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says they will approve of them in a way that will be safe for the consumer. Lawmakers are taking a look at the FAA's role in regulating Boeing 737 MAX airliners.
We need to ensure that these accidents are thoroughly investigated, their causes identified.
That's Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, who says a serious question has been raised about the FAA's oversight. The Fed Reserve announced on Wednesday they're cutting rates by a quarter of a percentage point. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.